key challenge of our economy, like many other economies in Africa, is our infrastructural deficit. We're embarking on an aggressive public-private partnership program to attract investment in the development of both our road and railway infrastructure. We're hopeful that with solid private sector participation, we can develop a modern railway network with strong production center linkages and with the potential to connect us to our neighbors to the north, i.e. Burkina Faso, the west, i.e. Côte d'Ivoire, and to the east, i.e. Togo. Apart from prosecuting the agenda of building with the private sector at least one factory in each district of Ghana, the time has come for Ghana to develop strategic industries out of its abundant natural resources of bauxite and iron ore. We shall shortly establish an integrated bauxite aluminum development authority to assemble the relevant financial resources for the systematic exploitation and development of our bauxite deposits. By the same token, we've decided to exploit our substantial iron ore and manganese deposits situated in the western and northern regions of our country to build an integrated steel industry to serve the needs of our country and region. We're making systematic efforts to develop our new oil and gas industry, into which ExxonMobil has just appeared, signing on 18th January of this year a major offshore oil and gas exploration and production agreement with Ghana. We're determined also to establish the relevant petrochemical industry to take advantage of the growth of our oil and gas industry. There is a lot of opportunity for American capital, technology, and enterprise in Ghana and indeed in Africa, and we welcome companies from all your states to participate in the exceptional opportunities that exist in our country and on the continent. We appreciate the continuing support offered to our country and to the financing of our budgets by the American people and their government. Thus, towards the holding of the 2016 elections in Ghana, the elections brought me to office, the United States contributed some $7 million United States dollars towards the holding of that election. We received $547 million United States dollars from Millennium Challenge Compact 1, negotiated by the Kufuor government with the Bush government when I was Ghana's foreign minister. It was satisfactorily completed. Under MCC Compact 2, negotiated by the successor Mills Obama governments, nearly $500 million is being invested in Ghana to improve power generation. Nonetheless, I believe the time has come for a new form of partnership between Ghana and the United States of America. We are not disclaiming aid, but we do want to discard a mindset of dependency. It is unhealthy, both for the giver and the receiver. We want our relations with the United States to be characterized by a substantial increase in trade and investment cooperation. This is the way to develop healthy relations between our two countries, and thereby strengthen our economies and raise the living standards of our two peoples.